Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
88DXQ, the All-Star.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Alpha Alpha, 0 Hotel Papa for signal report.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Alpha Alpha, 0 Hotel Papa for signal report. Alpha Alpha, 0 Hotel Papa for signal report. This is Alpha Alpha, 0 Hotel Papa, nothing heard, clear.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KD8DX, which is Burst USO, KD8DX, Burst.
KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
K9S, XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KA9S, XH.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Is there a station on frequency? KA9SXH.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Delta X-ray. K KADH says yes, looking for a pure soul. KADH says yes, listening. This is Kilo Delta 8 to Delta X-ray, Thomas Township, looking for QSO from Kentucky, Denmark 8, Denmark X-ray. Standing by.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 73 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Nap. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak slowly, provide your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that are in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out, 7-3 guys. No traffic.
Okay, is there anyone else, any other operators who are mobile, on short time, or that are in and out? If you'd like to participate, please call now. Okay, at this time, I would like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations who have joined us. If you're on Echolink, please call now.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Once again, do we have any Echolink? Anyone on Echolink who would like to join us this evening? If so, please call now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to move on to regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call now.
This is Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Echo, United India, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Charlton Township, no traffic.
Says November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Frankie Moose Township, no traffic.
Yes, sir. KDATAZ, Mini, Burt, no traffic.
All right, we just have a short list so far. I'm going to start with WADW Dave. And then after Dave, KC8YDF, Ron. W8DW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good. Good afternoon there to you, or good evening to you, Randy, and all on the net. W8DW? Yeah, not a whole lot. We've been working on trying to get the yard straightened up
we're doing a lot of landscaping and stuff, so we that was our project over the weekend. Actually carried in today and probably into a couple more days, so a lot of stuff going on. We did golf today. First time this year that I walked. So normally we ride, but the first year I walked, first time this year that I walked, and I made it all the way around. That was a good thing. So that's probably will be a regular part of the Monday golf. We'll not do it on Wednesday with 18 holes out to Bay Valley, but our Monday group at Valley View and we did pretty good there. That's about all I got right now, Randy. We'll turn it back to you, and we'll be here for 73 rounds. DW back to net.
Thank you, WADW. Next operator, KC8YDF, and then after Ron, NAEY Tom. KC8YDF, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, and everyone on the net. First thing I would like to do is thank everyone that participated in the various events last week that we had. So Randy and Tom and Mike that participated in the MS Walk in Frankenmuth on Saturday, thank you very much. Randy, hopefully you enjoyed yourself following Tammy around. She's always kind of a handful. But I knew you were up to the challenge to do that and we had a lot of good comments. I got a good email back from Tammy thanking us for all the hard work that we do in that. We had three new people that came in. Our two new hams have joined back in January, and one of the guys from Midland that came along, and all of them said, sign me up for next year, that they had a lot of fun and want to do it again. So we were good. We ended up with 17 people. We covered all of the bases that we needed to, so everything worked out pretty much as planned. And for Mike, let's see, it was Fred, Mike, Rick, Tom, Renee, myself. I'm probably forgetting somebody in there that helped out. There's seven of us that was at the exercise on Wednesday. And a couple of things there that we tried to get on the Internet from out at the trailer. Let me break. And we weren't getting anything. We weren't getting a signal at all, and I found out why. And when we went to the MS Walk, Jeff was there, KB8SWR, and he said, yeah, you wouldn't have got on the router that's in the trailer wasn't programmed for the new IP addresses. They changed IP addresses last year, and the trailer never got updated. So no matter how we would have tried out at the airport, it would not have worked. So it was working out at the MS Walk Saturday. They got it working, so that's a cool thing. We should be good to go. Next time we get to use the trailer is for the National Night Out out in Saginaw Township. So that was most of the week for me, was trying to coordinate all of those. It, finally, those things are done with. I've got a few things yet to do. I do have to write my after-action report. I probably won't write that until next week sometimes when I get a chance to sit down. Now my attention shifts to Dayton. A friend and I are going down early Friday morning. We will leave the house probably around 5:15. We need to be down to Dayton, to Xenia, to the high school by 10 o'clock, so we at least have a place to park. If you're there any more later than about 10:30, you will not get a place in that parking lot, and the alternatives are way too far away to the arena, so I like to be in that parking lot. For one, it's on pavement, and if it rains, my car doesn't sink, so that's a good thing. So that's what we got going on, at least for this week. I'll turn it back over to Net Control, Randy. I'll be here for the 73 round. Thanks for doing the net. KC-YVF, back to net.
Thank you, KC-8YVF. We all appreciate your comments, and I know all of us are very impressed by the work that you and Mike put in the trailer. Yeah, you two did a fantastic job.
So without your leadership, we wouldn't have been a very well-running group. So thanks to both of you. All right, moving along. Our next operator is N8EY Tom, then after Tom, KD8MMH Mike. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. Hope everybody's having a good night so far this week. Beautiful day today. This is N8EY, by the way. I had a good time last Wednesday, and a little challenging last Wednesday. I understand now why we didn't have the internet, so it's good to know for next time. So hopefully we can make it work next time. So, and a lot of fun on Saturday to MS Walk. I'm glad you put me where you did, Ron, because there would have been a lot of people walking towards the construction going on over there. So I had everybody turning towards the parking lot, skip through the parking lot, so I'm glad I did that. And they would have went right through the construction. So let me break real quick.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
But there was signs. People walk right past the signs, and I had to kind of kindly direct them over towards the parking lot. So, well, we usually go over this way, you know. Well, you can, but you're going to get in a quagmire of construction over there. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're here to tell us that. So, but there's a lot of people thank me for being there, and thank this our group for doing that, for volunteering. I got a lot of kudos from people walking past. So, let's see what else. That's about it for now. This end. I'm going to toss it back and catch us all in 73 rounds. So, in the meantime, this is N8EY.
Thank you, N8EY. Our next operator, KD8MMH. Then after Mike, N8KPR, Bob. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Hey, KDAHW, this is KDAMMA. Good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone. How's it this evening? Thank you for the kind words there, Randy, about Saturday. But it went off smooth. Had a good time. Perfect weather for it. So everything went as planned. So thanks to Ron, too, for organizing it all and getting it put together. Ron, the person you forgot with the help on Wednesday for the airport exercise was Gordy. Gordy was with myself and Rick up there at 911 helping out, and also Gordy was a big help Saturday there also at the MS walk, so we cannot forget about Gordy helping us out too. Other than that, just enjoying the nice weather, doing some yard work outside, and that's about it. I think this will be my only go-around too, Randy, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone, and hope everyone has a great week ahead. 88MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy.
Thank you, 88MMH. This is KEA-AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, moving along, our next operator, N8KPR, then after Bob, KEA-TAZ Mini. N8KPR, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, everybody else on the net. I'm glad to hear everything, all the exercises worked out well. I was at a wedding, or went to a wedding Friday. Actually, the wedding was Saturday. It was in Gaylord. And we left Friday. And had the wedding on Saturday, and then stayed in a motel that night, and then next day we went. We got some friends that live up that way. Well, they have a cabin on Big Bass Lake. Actually, they have two cabins on Big Bass Lake. And we stayed over there Sunday night, and we hung around till this afternoon and took off. But, the Gaylord area is pretty decimated. It looks like one of those machines that you see on the side of the road that just, you know, gouge trees down so far. That's what it looked like, you know. And then actually seeing some areas where it looked like they literally just had, they were just telephone poles. The woods just like they're growing telephone poles because the top branches would break off and hit branches below it, and then they'd break them off, and, you know, domino effect. So it was pretty bad. And this happened, what, 2 months ago? And it's still in rough shape up there. And to get back to their cabin on Big Bass Lake, it's like, normally there's a couple ways to get in there, but he says, no, he says, you have to follow me because there's only one way in and one way out right now. So we did. I got kind of lost on the way out, but I had to back up for about an eighth of a mile and then find another road to take, because that was still blocked on with a deadfall. But anyways, that's where I was on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I got back today, and just try to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But with that said, I'm going to turn it back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator is KDAPAZ Mini. And after Mini, we're going to go back up to WADW. KDAPAZ, please go ahead. Well, good evening, KDAAHW. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to all you guys on the net there. It's good to hear everybody in there, and 73 to Mike there. So, and Ron, you have a safe trip on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, so, and we hope the weather holds out for you and that. So, anyway, I haven't been doing too much, still working on my puzzle, so I've been on it for a month now, so, I got a little over half done, but still working on it. I'll get her done, and come to find out, I thought it was my grandson that bought it for me. It wasn't. It was my daughter that bought it for me for Christmas. So, anyway, this is KDAPAZ, back to KDAAHW.
KCAVOA.
KCAVOA, Rick, it's great to hear your voice. Are you going to join us this evening?
Good evening, Randy. Yeah, I tried to get in earlier and I doubled with you. Not a whole lot new here. I'm just going to be one and done. Working on clearing out the garage. I've got like five sets of sawhorses and they're all buried, so I had to dig the garage out and got that done and reorganized a little bit, just the one quarter of it, and I've got to build a mini deck with a couple stairs, and a couple steps, I should say, not stairs, a couple steps, and that's about it, and I'm going to say 73, KCAVOA, back to net control.
Thank you for joining us, KCAVOA. This is Net Control. Is there anyone else? Anyone else who would like to join tonight's net? If you're that person, please call now. All right, hearing none, we're going to start at the top of our list. Our next operator, WADW Dave, and then after Dave, KC8YVF Ron. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. This is WADW. Not a whole lot more. We got an eye appointment in the morning, so we'll go to that, and then when I come back, I got the, I think I'll be doing more in the yard work, so we've been doing a lot of planning, a lot of straightening up, so we seems to be a busy spring. So that's the story anyway from here. We'll just say 73s. Catch you all down the road. KDAHW, 73, thanks for doing it there, Randy.
Thank you for joining us, WATW. Our next operator, KCAYVF, and then after Ron, N8EY Tom. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
Good
Good evening again, Randy, and everyone on the net. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, Gordy was in there. I knew there was one other person I was missing. I was trying to run through my head who was where, at what station there. So, yeah, lots of things going on. So Friday night, I got home from work, took a quick bite to eat. We headed out to Dixie Speedway. My son-in-law was racing out there, so again, didn't get home to about 11 o'clock at night, and then they changed the race course on, or the walk course for us, for the short course, on for Saturday. So I got home at 11 o'clock. I spent about the next hour and a half reprinting all of the documents and stapling everything together, so I had the packets all together for everyone. I had to make some changes because where the courses used to overlap last year, they don't. Didn't do it for this year, so I had to switch some people around. So, yeah, I couldn't get to bed about 12:30. And then we were up at, I was up at 6 and picked up John at 7, out to the airport at 7:30, get the trailer there at 8 o'clock to get set up for everybody coming in. So it was a fairly long day. Got home Saturday, and, of course, wife says, hey, I got honeydew projects. And it's kind of like, I just want to go to bed, but that didn't happen, so we did some honeydew projects on Saturday when I got home. Sunday we were at my daughter's for Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day there, Minnie. And we spent, went out to some of the nurseries to get plants and things. That's what we did Saturday night, too, is went down to Beeler's and got our plants for our vegetable garden. And boy, have those gone up. I remember just not too long ago, I could do the whole garden. I spent about $30, $35 on all of the plants to do my garden. And I got the normal kind of plants and a few extras, some different things. And she totaled up the bill, and it was $94. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. I better get a good yield out of the garden this year to pay for those plants. But, wow, that's like triple what it was just a few years ago for the plants. It's amazing where costs are going, that's for sure. So this week, like I said, I'm just trying to get caught up on a few odds and ends. I'll do the after-action report for county, what we did. Coming up for the Aries on the 22nd of May will be a review of our the May exercise. So there was a lot of challenges that happened, things that were not working that had never had a problem before. And kind of the strange thing here is nobody was getting the WinLink messages. We were sending them back and forth, and they sent out fine. Well, I just checked my WinLink yesterday, and I got a ton of messages, so I'm not sure what was going on, but it looks like either they were sending them to me as well, but 911 was not going to the trailer was not going to 911, but I have about 15 or 20 WinLink messages that came to me under my call sign, so I'm not sure if that was intended or what happened there. We'll find out at the debriefing there on the 22nd. So that's all I got, guys. Everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to you. I will be net control next Monday, and Sunday night I'll be net control for the Sunday night net. So I'll be pretty ragged by the time I get there for 7 o'clock on Sunday's net this coming week. I'll just be pulling in from Dayton about 6 o'clock at night. So it'll be quick, jump in, grab a bite to eat, and head to the net. So see everyone next week, and everyone have a safe week. 73, KC8YVF, back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF. This is K8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is N8EY, then after Tom, we're going to skip Mike, he's off, and we're going to go to N8KPR, Bob. N8EY, if you're ready, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. I'm always ready. Anyway, see what else happened this past week. Over the weekend, Wednesday night, we stopped over our granddaughter, her parents' house over Midland. Granddaughter got a couple of new kitties. Their cats passed away over the course of a couple of years. One passed away a couple of years ago, and the second cat passed away last year. So I took a break from the kitty thing, and they adopted a couple of kitties just last week. So we stopped over and looked at the kitties. They're cute little things. They weigh next to nothing. They're just little things. Let's see. Finally took the cover off the camper today. My wife and I took it off. Got it all folded up, put away for the summer. Let me break real quick. And I've got to winterize it probably this week, weather permitting. I think there's a few days it's supposed to get some rain, but I'll try to de-winterize it in between that. We've got to clean off my deck. We have the composite material on our deck. It's got some green algae. It's always in the shade in the summer and the wintertime. It's always from the overhang, sun, which sets itself. It's always in the shade, so we got a little green. So we called the guy who installed our deck a few years ago and asked him, what do I think? Kind of a solution or a chemical or soap and water? It's just high pressure water is good enough. It won't hurt the decking. So I went to get my power washer out and discovered my pump went south. So I had to order a pump for it. So came today, changed the oil in the engine, and I'll put the pump on tomorrow and get it back running again so I can get the power washer going. So anyway, that's about it for me on this end. We called my mom yesterday, too, by the way, in the Thumb area. I wished her happy Mother's Day. And I took Barb out to eat today, because yesterday was so crowded, everybody was taking their moms out to dinner, so we decided to postpone. We took her to dinner today, this afternoon, so we had an early supper. And so that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to wish everybody, Ron, have a good time at the Hamvention. I was there once back in 2019 and had a good time, so safe travels there and back, and don't spend too much money, you know, because it can get out of control. So we may have to have an intervention on you if you get out of control and spend too much. So anyway, I'm going to toss it back to you. Randy, thanks for doing the net tonight. Everybody have a good week, and we'll catch us hopefully next Monday night. So in the meantime, this is NAUI. Good night.
Thank you, NAEY. Our next operator, NAKTR, then after Bob, KDAPAZ, Minnie. NAKTR, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy. Yeah, Tom, I'm surprised the pump didn't cost as much as the whole thing costs when you bought it new. It's ridiculous sometimes trying to buy replacement parts for something, you know. It's like maybe $50 difference, so it's like I might as well just buy a new one. But, you know, if you can get a good deal on it, you know, then it's worth replacing it. But I don't know if you've ever heard of this stuff. It's, I think it's called Wet and Forget. I know Walmart sells it. It comes in a gallon jug. It's blue, and you mix it a 5-to-1 ratio, and you can put it in like a spray tank, whatever, but it kills moss, mildew, algae, and I know with moss, it'll kill it, but then you gotta kinda like I have a hardscape patio with, you know, blocks, and I've got certain spots where moss grows, and so I spray it with that, and it kills it, and then I gotta kinda like dig it out, and then I gotta redo the, oh, what do they call it, that locking sand. I gotta redo the locking sand in it, but it keeps it out for several years, you know, until it grows back again, but that works pretty good. And other things, you know, it is like wet and forget, like the like algae or lichen, it kills it and it just disappears. It's kind of cool. But as far as a composite deck, I don't know. I know it works on stone and, you know, siding and that type of stuff. It may work on the deck too, but power washing, yeah, that's the quickest way. Well, that said, back to the old game plan, I guess, for the rest of the week. Until Friday, then at sometime Friday. We're leaving to go to St. Louis, Missouri to visit my daughter. So, down there. And so it seems like I got something going on all the time. Hard to get anything done around here. I did get the road, garden road till one time so far this year. That was a mess. Weeds had really grown. Weeds and grass had really taken it over. But we got one till again. About another three or four, I should be ready to plant. But with that said, Randy, thanks for doing that. 7G's, everybody. Have a great week. I'm back in control. This is an AKPR.
Thank you for the kind words, NAKPR. Our next operator is TAPAZ. And then we're going to do our final call-in. Okay, KDAPAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KDAPAZ, and I'm glad everybody got in there and was able to tell what all they were doing this week. So, like I said, I'm working on this puzzle. When I get it done, I'll take a picture of it and put it on Facebook. So, and Randy, you're doing a great job there. Anyway, this is KDAPAZ, back to KEAHW.
Thank you, KDAPAZ, for your kindness. At this time, is there anyone else who would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call now.
Any EUI recheck?
Any EUI? This is Net Control. Please go ahead.
This is a response to Bob regarding the Wet and Forget. He's still on the air hearing. I've used Wet and Forget on our patio pavers. It does a wonderful job. Squirt it on there and let it sit for an hour or so and then spray it off with water. I just don't know if it would work very well with a composite material because I asked the installer who installed our decking and he said just high pressure water. You know, it won't hurt the decking. Just water, just to get it, because that stuff will anchor, that mold or the mildew or the green moss, whatever, will anchor itself in the composite material. High pressure water is enough. He said you don't need to use any chemicals at all. So, but I have used Wet and Forget. It's good stuff outside patio pavers, cement, concrete, things like that. So, anyway, that was my what I have to say. So, I'll toss it back to Control. Randy, thanks very much. This is an AUI.
All right, thank you, NADY. Again, is there anyone else? Anyone else would like to join our net tonight? If so, please call now. Okay, hearing no comments, is there anyone else who'd like to comment who's been on the net, or anyone else who'd like to make an announcement for tonight's net? All right, hearing none tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KEAAHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone. May God bless. Good night.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.